The potential interaction between the end times electorate, inept pursuit of Persian Gulf oil, Washington's multiple deceptions, and the credit and financial crisis that could follow a substantial liquidation by foreign holders of U.S. bonds is the stuff of nightmares. To watch U.S. voting patterns enable such policies, the GOP coalition is unlikely to turn back, is depressing to someone who spent many years researching, watching, and cheering those grassroots. Four decades ago, although the emerging Republican majority said little about Southern fundamentalists and evangelicals, the new GOP coalition seemed certain to enjoy a major infusion of conservative Northern Catholics and Southern Protestants. This troubled me not at all. During the 1970s and part of the 1980s, I agreed with the predominating Republican argument that secular liberals, by badly misjudging the depth and importance of religion in the United States, had given conservatives a powerful and legitimate electoral opportunity. Since then, my appreciation of the intensity of religion in the United States has deepened. Its huge carryover from the 18th and 19th centuries turns out to have seeded a similar evangelical wave in the 20th and early 21st centuries. In 1998, after years of research, I published The Cousins Wars, a lengthy study of the three great English-speaking internal convulsions: the English Civil War of the 1640s, the American Revolution, and the American War between the States. Amid each fratricide, religious divisions figured so strongly in people's choosing sides that persisting threads became clear. Pietists and Puritans versus high church adherents, and a recurrent conviction by militant evangelicals from the 1640s to the 1860s, culminating in the American Civil War, that theirs was the cause of liberty and the Protestant Reformation. The overall analysis and its documentation were taken seriously enough that the book became a finalist for that year's Pulitzer Prize in History. Indeed, my wife and I were sufficiently impressed by the historical roles of the scores of 18th-century churches we visited, from the pastel Caribbean stuccos of Anglican South Carolina to the stone fortresses of Presbyterian Pennsylvania and the white congregational meeting houses of New England, to think of writing a book on them sometime. We still do. Such was religion's enduring importance in the United States when it was trod upon in the 1960s and thereafter by secular advocates determined to push Christianity out of the public square, a mistake that unleashed an evangelical, fundamentalist, and Pentecostal counter-reformation that in some ways is still building. As Part 2 will explore, strong theocratic pressures are already visible in the Republican National Coalition and its leadership, while the substantial portion of Christian America committed to theories of Armageddon and the inerrancy of the Bible has already made the GOP into America's first religious party. Its religiosity reaches across the board, from domestic policy to foreign affairs. Besides providing critical support for invading Iraq, widely anathematized by preachers as a second Babylon, the Republican coalition's clash with science has seeded half a dozen controversies. These include Bible-based disbelief in Darwinian theories of evolution, dismissal of global warming, disagreement with geological explanations of fossil fuel depletion, religious rejection of global population planning, derogation of women's rights, opposition to stem cell research, and so on. This suggests that U.S. society and politics may again be heading for a defining controversy such as the Scopes Trial of 1925. That embarrassment chastened fundamentalism for a generation, but the outcome of the eventual 21st century tests is hardly assured. Book buyers will understand that in these United States, volumes able to sell 200,000 or 300,000 hardcover copies are uncommon. Not rare, just uncommon. Consider then the publishing success of End Times preacher Tim LaHaye, earlier the politically shrewd founder, in 1981, of the Washington-based Council for National Policy. Beginning in 1994, LaHaye successfully co-authored a series of books on the Rapture, the Tribulation, and the Road to Armageddon that has since sold some 60 million copies in print, video, and cassette forms. Evangelist Jerry Falwell hailed it as probably the most influential religious publishing event since the Bible.